Currently, it's 24 degrees in Spokane.
Yeah, I wonder if the Sam and Pam show contributes to the air pollution problems here in Spokane.
I'm sure we do.
We could probably get rid of that vehicle inspection thing if we promise just to...
not wake up in the mornings.
Kicker time is 7:21. Good morning, Sam and Pam here. Now a word from our alternate sponsor, the Heine Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Big Red and Thor.
Yeah.
Owners and operators of the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Hilliard. Makers of the only wine available in the flip-top can. And they have designated the entire month of February. Maybe I'm a little late in telling you about this.
Really,
but
Sam?
They have designated the entire month as Tell a Friend About Your Heine Month.
All right. Well, a lot of people have been doing that anyway.
Well, of course, you know, Heine Wine drinkers are a very loyal group of people, but most of them will tell you that once they enjoyed that first taste of Heine, they would never go back to anything else. Well, the Heine Winery would like you folks to take the month of February and spread the word on Heine Wine. Walk up to friends and strangers alike and say, "Excuse me, but may I tell you how much I enjoy Heine? Believe me." This will immediately spark their interest, and they will want to know more. This is when you can tell them that Heine can be found in most of the better bars around town. Tell them it's made in Hilliard at the Heine Winery, where they put only the best of grape substitutes in their Heine, and the Heine Winery cans both dry Heine, red Heine, and the disposable tiny Heine. So make this the month you tell a friend about Heine Wine from the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Hilliard, where they say, even with your eyes closed,
you know you've got a Heine.
7:25, and what's going on out there this morning, Pam?
This news is brought to you by, it's currently 24 degrees.
And 27 past 7 o'clock, time now for speed weather. Weather for people on the go. We haven't done this for a while.
We don't have time to fool with the weather.
That's right. It drinks a lot of coffee.
Sorry, that's what I just said.
What?
That weather's just what I said.
What's that?
Exactly what I said. Mosey Fair after local morning
fog. Yeah, but you didn't say it that fast.
No, I haven't had enough coffee.
12:30. Well, Pam, you don't always need a college education to get a high-paying job. That's according to the U.S. Department of Labor.
Yes.
Labor Department has listed the following as the 10 highest-paying jobs with their average salaries that do not require a college degree.
Wow.
Number one on the list, sales managers.
Wow.
$29,432.
Oh, you went cheap.
Structural metal craft workers are the number two position.
Oh.
They make $25,844.
Uh-huh.
Officials of lodges or unions.
Wow.
Hey, $24,908. Public administrators and other administrators, $24,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone repairmen. Hey, they make some big bucks.
Oh, you know that.
$23,348 a year.
My.
I am looking over the
Not
list
that you're
here.
Crying or anything.
Wait a second. I'm looking for disc jockeys on here.
I don't know. Oh, Sammy, we went to college. Look
here it
what
is,
happened.
Pam. Disc jockeys found it listed right behind in-home bulldozer repair.